Okay, so last time we discussed some of the parameters of Eina Mekabel Tuma as far as Kula Samim. Just have a little bit more to finish up on that topic today, and then we'll go on to Begadim Sivonim. We have noted that Rav Moshe and others are of the opinion that the toilet paper and perhaps a pad, but definitely toilet paper, would be considered Eina Mekabel Tuma because it's of a flimsy nature. And it's not really a kli because it's meant to be thrown out. We noted that Rav Yashiv was machmir on that. There's a tshuva that appears in the Orchos Rabbeinu, or written by the author of the Orchos Rabbeinu, which was printed first in his Dvar Halach and Hilchos Yichud. This appears in the new version of Orchos Rabbeinu, Chelek Dalid, Nida Simin Lamed Zayin, in which he has a fairly lengthy treatment of the topic. And without going into the details, just as a marmup, if you want to take a look, he develops the idea based on various chazan issues, based on different details in Hilchos Tuma, and Tosefta Kelim, and other marmakomos, that the definition of a rai for purposes of Eina Mekabel Tuma is not what we more intuitively would expect. We would expect a rai to reflect something that is of a temporary and flimsy nature. He demonstrates that based on Chazanishis, that's not the definition of a rai. Definition of a rai has to do with your use of something that potentially could be used more times. Meaning if you have a kli that is durable and could be used multiple times, if you decide to only use it once and then throw it out, that's considered a rai in Hilchos Tuma, as opposed to something that is designed for one-time use and you use it for what it's designed for, that still can be considered a kli. So that's of relevance. You have to figure out the details there, but that's of relevance to this question as to what the status of something disposable would be as far as Kabbalah stuff.
That's a kula.
That's a chumrah here. It's a chumrah to say, well, it's a chumrah for toilet paper. Or for pad, because then it's only used once, but it's meant to be used once, that wouldn't be considered a right.
Only if it's
meant to be used for multiple times, and you decide to only use it once and then throw it out, that's all right. So that's somewhat counterintuitive, but there are rayas from different details in Hilchos Tuma. You can take a look. This is beginning on page 141 in the new edition, volume 4 of Orchos Rabbeinu. Okay. The Mishnah tells us in Kalim, Perikin Zion, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that Kol Shebiyam Tahor, anything made of material whose source is in the sea, meaning not something that grows, but something from fish derivatives or the like, is not Mekabel Tuma. If you fashion a kli out of fish material, then that's not Mekabel Tuma. The Rambam writes, Perik Aleph Kalim Halacha Gimel, Kalim Ha'asuyim, if you fashion a kli out of fish bones or out of fish skin, that kli is tahor. So it's not subject to tumas, not even subject to tumas medris. And if you weave a garment from oceanic wool, meaning that which has appearance of wool, but it comes from some sea creature, Eina Mekabel Tuma, Shenemar, O Beged, O Or, Mipiyash Molandu, Ma Beged, Min HaGadol La'aretz, Af Or, Min HaGadol La'aretz. So if you fashion a kli, you fashion a beged out of something that is derived from fish or sea material, it's not Mekabel Tuma. That if you blend materials, you take some material that is sea grown, some material that is earth grown, even if the earth grown material is only a stitch, is only a string, so if you weave together the two materials, even if the sea material is of greater volume than the earth material. The earth material, the abash material, is only a chod mishicha, but you weave them together in such a way that they are intertwined, then that whole baguette is going to be mekabel tumah. So this is relevant to synthetic materials, to nylon and the like. Nylon is a petroleum product, if you, or at least usually nylon is fashioned from petroleum, which would be sea-based. So Ramosha writes in Chelek Gimel, Yaradeya Simenun Gimel, Chelek Gimel, Simenun Gimel, and sorry about the glare, Ilana. I'm not sure how to fix that. Oh, I appreciate that. So Moshe writes Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel that if you have a baguette that is fashioned solely out of nylon, which is petroleum based, then it is not going to be mekabel tuma. And Rav Yoshe writes that as well. Yes, it's not from there. Rav Yoshe writes that as well in Chela Aleph Kovach Tshuva Simen Aleph, the very first tshuva relevant to tzitzis, that to the extent that if you fashion tzitzis out of synthetic garment, that's not going to be chayiv tzitzis min ha-Torah, right? If, leaving aside the machlokas mechaber amma, machlokas aram, other rishonim, if you have non-semer pishtim, that's chayiv min ha-Torah. Even if you assume, like the psak of the Rama, that even if you have a cotton baguette, that's not, that is chayiv tzitzis min ha-Torah, but if you have a solely synthetic baguette, that's not going to be chayiv tzitzis min ha-Torah because it's not going to be chayiv Minotaur. So if you have a nylon baguette, then that's not going to be chayiv and since it's Minotaur, that's not considered to be gadel ba'aretz. And Rav Avadya writes this as well on page, beginning on page Tav Zayin, that he writes, he remembers, he discussed this once with Rav Yashiv 20 years earlier, well before the Kovach Tshuva was published, and Rav Yashiv was maskim to this notion that a nylon baguette is not mekabel tumah, which would be relevant for hilchos tzitzis, and be relevant for Hilchos Ksamim. However, in practice, just about every synthetic baguette may well be woven with real fibers of real non-synthetic material and gadol bayabasha material. So in practice, it's hard to say with definitiveness that any particular baguette, even if the label says that it's made from synthetic materials or from fish or petroleum-derived materials, it'd be difficult to say with certainty that it's not going to be mekabel tuma for that reason. Now, the Shari Tara already points this out, Simen Tazayin Osches, that even if you assume that a nylon baguette is not mekabel tuma, but if it's going to be woven together with chutim of pishtan or the like, then it's going to be mekabel tumah based on the Rambam that we started with in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. And that Rambam itself is based on Mishnayis in Kalim, Perek Yutzayim, Mishnah Yugimel, Nigayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that if you have a chut shel tzemer pishtim that you weave together with nylon material, it's still going to be mekabel tumah. So that's what Rabbi Morgenstern discusses in his long appendix to this chapter of Eina Mekabel Tumah in volume 2 of the Pesukei Das, that he says even if the label indicates 100% nylon, but the manufacturer doesn't have to tell you if there's a single string of tzemer pishtim woven together, so in practice, the way the gadim are made, you almost always have some other material that is woven together. Aside from that, there may be the possibility that if you fashion a baguette, then the baguette itself is going to be mekabel tumah, even if it's made of material that is eino mekabel tumah. Just like we discussed last time, if you fashion a baguette out of niyar, if niyar is not mekabel tumah, maybe mekabel tumah because it is it is a beged, so that could be true for other materials as well. So writes Dayan Weissman, Chasiyachak Chelu Dalit Simen Kuf Yuches, Chelu Dalit Simen Kuf Yuches, so writes Badi Yashokhan, Sif Katan Kuf Zayin. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that there's much more that way from the Chazon Ish. This is on page 421. He quotes Chazon Ish, Yeridea, Simen Kuf Kavav Sifkatan Zayin, Yeridei Simen Kuf Kavav Sifkatan Zayin. that it sounds like there's a special riboy for tumas begadim, that any beggar that you fashion, even from material that the ether is not mekabel tuma, still once you fashion it into a beged, that beged will be mekabel tuma. Any beged that you weave together, regardless of the material, may be mekabel tuma. So he quotes from the Chazon Ish, and he quotes from Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Arachayim Chelek Aleph Siman Tes as well, in the context of Tzitzis Ke.
How's that with the Rambam? The Rambam says that from the Yom during the beged.
So the Rambam is talking about Kalim in general. But it says O Beged Or. Well, that's a there's a kasuv. Right? Ma Beged Min Agadah B'Aretz, Af Or Min Agadah B'Aretz. That's as far as the material. That tells you the material to be Mekabel Tum has to be Agadah B'Aretz. That's that Hekesh. But right. Even Semer Minayam is not Mekabel Tuma. If I already beg and be Semer Gadol Yam is not Mekabel Tuma. Right, so you're saying that from the Rambam, it sounds like there's no possibility that any bag that's made exclusively of that material could be Mekabel Tuma. Okay. So the way he's quoting for the Chazon Ish, you have to look inside. It sounds like that's as far as Tumas Kalim, but maybe Tumas Begadim. So that Begad wouldn't be Mekabel Tumas Kalim, maybe it still would have Tumas Begadim. Not sure. You have to look at the Chazon Ish inside. Simen Kuf Kavav Sifkatan Zayin. Simen Kuf Kavav Sifkatan Zayin. So take a look later. But either way, in practice, it sounds like even a synthetic baged likely may have some other chutim of non-synthetic material, and therefore, in practice, it's hard to be makel as far as some is concerned. If you have a kesam yoser mikigris on a synthetic baged, it's hard to be makel on that basis alone. Okay, so let's move on to the din of tzibonim. So the Gemara has in Samach Aleph from the base towards the bottom tanner of Banan, Beged Tzavua Mitame Mishum Kasem. And a Kama Chum hold that a colored garment is Mekabel Tumas Kasamim. Rabbi Nassim Yosef Amr Eina Mitame Mishum Kasem. Nassim Yosef argues, there's no Tumas Kasamim on a colored garment. Shelo Tiknu Bigdei Tzavonin Leisha Elo Lahakel Al Kismeya. They're only misakein the gadim tzivonim to be mekel al kismeyan. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lahakil al kismeyan she'ena kesem nikar bo kamari dam gomer. That a kesem wouldn't be recognizable on a beged tzavua as a regular mare dam. Come back to that. And we're asked tiknu my takninu. Who's talking about a takana? What takana? They're only matir women to wear begadim tzivonim to be make al kismeya. Hutri mechal dasiri. So otherwise it would have been nisser. In the tanan, but pumas shel atras yanis gazer al atras chasanim ali iris picture ligzar al begadim tzivonim army hadifa kedel hakal kismeya. So there's a point in history where there goes there on certain ornaments because of the Avelos on the Korban and related events. So there's a Havamina that they should have been gozer, that women shouldn't wear colored garments. And they were not gozer because the ability to wear colored garments is helpful to be masil from Tumas Summit. So it's not that it wasn't a Takan, it was a Hatter. A Hatter because otherwise they might have been gozer on Begadim Savonim. They weren't because Begadim Savonim are a useful tool to be matzil me tumas summon. Okay, so Rashi had said that lahakel al kesmei and she'ena kesem nicker bo kamari damgok, that a kesem is not nicker on a begat tzavua kamari dam gomer. So does that mean that to the extent that there is a kula of the Begadim Tzavonim that's only relevant if you're sure that there's no Mari Dam Gomer? Or is it possible that this is the same kind of a blanket carve out the way we discussed by Pachos Mikigris, that even if in a particular situation, you know that it's Mari Dam Gomer, you still could be Mekel because it's on a Beged Tzavua. So we'll have to come back to that. In the Rambam just presents this halacha, Perektes, halacha Zayin, we're not concerned about a kesem. Lefikach tiknu chachamim shatil v'ashiisha v'gdei tzavonim k'dei latzila midin summons. That lefikach we'll come back to shortly also. In the Rambam, there's no indication of any distinction as to the scope of the Begadim Tzavonim. In Rashi, you may have the possibility whether how much, depending on how much sack you want to put into that reason of Eina Kasim Nirkabo Kamare Dam Gomer. So again, we'll come back to that shortly. The Ram is, we just saw, Paskins Lakula, like of Nelson Bar Yosef, that the Begadim Tzavonim are not Mekabel Tumas Ksamim. That's the sack of the Rashi and the Torah Sabayis, Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, and the Rashi. The Ramban in his Hilchos Nida, Perek Dalid, Halacha Vav, is Machmir. Perek Dalid, Halacha Vav. Mas al gabe begadim afilu hayu kli tzivonin, mikev an shadam nikar behen tmeyam. The Ramban also uses this term of Mikayim and Shadam Nikar Behen, but in the opposite direction, that if it's on a Kli Tzavua, since Adam Nikar Behen Tmeya. So it sounds like maybe you have the possibility that if it's on a Kli Tzavua where the Dam is not Nikar Behen, she would be Tahora. But by default, Leet Savua, Kevan Shadam Nikrbehen is Tamei. Usher.
The Ramban, like Sadakis and Rashi, like, it wouldn't be so different than from, you know, like, also, like, it's Dam wasn't recognizable. Tell me as well. Sorry, tell her. Like, what's the difference then between white and color?
So the difference would be that since on a Begat Savua, it is usually the case that you can't tell so clearly whether it's Dam, so then we're Mekel. Because if you see something red on a white garment, so that looks like Dam. If you see something red on another color garment, it's hard to tell it's really red.
So
So the default would be that you don't have to ask any questions if you see a kesem, even yoser mikigris, on a beget savua, as long as you're not sure that it came migufa, then you have the right to be mekel, because it's not nicker that it's necessarily da. But either way, the Ramban, as a default position, assumes l'chumra that there's no blanket kulas samim for begadim sivonim. And he goes, Maimini is on the Ramban that we just read in Ost Vav. Says that this is the position of, he quotes two things. First, he quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, who splits and says that if you have a kesem on a beged savua, the beged could be tameh, it could be tahor, but the woman is going to be Torah, tameya. Avalisha Tameya Midaloka Amar Begat Savua Ain Mikabel Ksamim. Doesn't say a Begat Savua is Ain Mikabel Ksamim. It says Ain Mitame Mishum Kesim. Ain Mitame Mishum Kesim sounds like it's going on the Begat, but not going on the Isha. So, kind of the opposite of the Chasim Sofer and that school of thought, that the whole basis of Kulas Ksamim is Begat oriented, and his explanation of the Rava Bezdin is Begad oriented, but once you're Metame the Begad after Metame the Isha, here you have Rabbeinu Simcha that suggests you could have a case where Metame the Begad, where Metame the Isha, not the Begad. That the Begad is going to be Tar, because in principle we paskin like Rav Nosson Bar Yosef, but that's only as far as the Begad is concerned, there's no Hashlacha for the woman. And then he says, V'chein Kosav Ravan, Kidvarav, Shafilu Hayu Klei Tzivonim, Mikevan Shakesem Nikar Behen Tameh. So without spoiling anything, in the next 2 minutes, in the printed Rambam, the Gosh Maimonides quotes this from a Ravan. He says the Ravan is like the Rabbeinu Simcha, at least as far as the woman's concerned, that the government's order are not going to be matzah the women from Tumas Ksamim. And Shulchan Aruch, as you saw, the Mechaber writes in Sif Yod, Kasem Shenimtzal Beget Savua Tahora. Says the dog of Mirvava, Timahani, Shalom Heviu Shem Cholik. The Mechaber quotes this without quoting a dissenting opinion. Ubagos Maimnios, Kasa Vishem Rabbein of Simcha, Vishem Ravan, Shalom Amri Begemar Dabar Zael, Litara Beged, Shalom Yitami Taros, Aval Isha Tamei Labaila, Afil Nimsa Vivig Dei Tzivonim, Vekeven Shigam Ramban Machmir, as the base of the codes, Kasha lahakel neged shlosha chamurei olam. The Dog of Rebbe says, how could you so callously be mekel if you have three of the gedolim rishonim that are machmir, Rabbeinu Simcha, Ravan, and the Ramban? Says the Birka Yosef here, v'liya hedyo nira, she'en kantema, not such a problem. The Gamda goes by many of us, Zebishem Rabbeinu Simcha, Mishem Ravan, Dim Nikar, Akasim Tameh. Okay, with all due respect to Rabbeinu Simcha, the Ravan, Mikam Akam, the Rambam, Mushar, Poskim, Shapaski, Rabbi Yonasan, Mukha the Pligo, Rabbeinu Simcha, the Ravan, Samad Rabbanan, Mishem Haki, Naka, the Hakel, Zepasha. So even if there are three Rishonim in that opinion, but that's still a minority position of Rishonim. And since we're talking about some of the Rabban, you have the right to be mekel. So the Mechaber passes like Rov Vishonim, Le Kula. That's what the Piskei Tshuva quotes here as well, in Sivkazin Gav Aleph from Shuva Me'ava, the Nod of Yehuda's Talmud. The Achash Shehala Rove Haposkim Rishonim Machronim Kulam Onim Keechad Shein Choshim Mishum Kasem Behem Vadei Machmir. Against his Rebbe. So Rav Avadia points out it's even better than that, because Rav Avadia says there's no such Rabban, and it's a Tov Sofrim Lagos Maimon. It's corrected in the Frankel edition. It's supposed to say Ramban. There is no such Rabban. It is a Ramban. Lagos Maimon is meant to quote the Ramban. So even according to the Noda Behuda, we knocked it down to two Rishonim, Ramban or Rabbeinu Simcha, no Ramban. And therefore, there's nothing to be bothered by as far as why the Mechaber paskins unilaterally that the Gadim Tzavonim are not Mechabel Tumas Tzamim. The only dissenting position to be shown him is that of the Rebbeinu Simcha and the Ramban, and the Mechaber paskins like Rav Rishonim. Okay, but let's go back to the Rambam. And the Rambam's lashon was, Lefikach tiknu chachamim shetilba she'isha bigdei tzivonin kidei latzila midin ksamim. So the chamer misakein that a woman should wear begadim tzivonim to save her from ksamim. Says the Kasha Mishnah. What's his takana? We saw the Gemara initially said tipnu, and the Gemara says no takana, it's hotru. So where did the Rambam get a takana from? It says against the mission of Efshar Shagir Sakharis Haisalo. So either the Rambam had a different gear from the Gemara that preserves tipnu, even the maskana. And then the Rambam understood there's some kind of a takana that a woman should wear begadim sivonim in order to be matzil from samim. Oh, she was so there. The kaven de lo itchi, my de amr tiknu, elamishim de lo yadia ma takninu, hasha darmina de bapoma shalach tisyanis, nasa vinasna, kamen vide tzavonim, ikalamem das tiknu. Or the Rav understood, you don't have to change the girsa, but first the Gemara says, what takana? You never heard of such a takana. The Gemara says, hutru. What's hutru? Hutru, at the time of the poma shalach tisyanis, that they were matir begadim tzivonim, meaning they weren't, they didn't aser as part of the zera of atros chasanim and the like. But maybe the Rambam understood that not only at that point were they did they not aser, but they made a proactive takana also. So a little bit ikar chaser from the Gemara, but the Kasha Mishnah says either he had a totally different girsa, or that's what we understood maskana to Gemara, that there was some type of a takana. Or the way the Crazy Placey says it, the Rambam must have understood that there must have been some kind of earlier takana, because if not for that takana or pseudo takana or understanding, then they would have been gozer b'pomas shalas pasyanis. And the fact that the theory existed that a begat tzavuk b'masal min examim wouldn't have been enough to thwart such a tzera. It was only because there was some kind of original takana that they weren't gozer on it b'pomas shall Aspasianus. But either way, whatever the source is, that's the Rambam's formulation, that there is an active takana to wear begadim tzivonim, and that's the Ramah quotes here, lalacha lefikach tilba she'isha bigdei tzivonim kidei latzil nitzamim. For that reason, a woman should wear begadim tzivonim to save her from samim. Says the Torah Sashlamim, in Sivkatan Yud Dalid, so even though the Kasha Mishnah and the Beis Yosef writes to justify the Rama's Lashon of Takana, but at the end of the day, it's still a Dochuk, which is why the Mechaber doesn't quote this in Shulchan Aruch. Even the Ramah, when the Ramah says lefikach tilbash, the Ramah doesn't quote the lashon takana of the Rambam. The Ramah just says it's a good idea. Eisatova lefikach tilbash isha, eisatova kamash malan, that she should wear begadim tzivonim latzila mi ksamim. So the Rambam makes it to the Ramah, but only halfway. The Ramah doesn't capture the formulation of Takana. He just says, Lefikach Tilbash as an Eisatop. Yeah.
At what point in the process should she?
Excellent. So take a look at the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Kaf Beis. Quote, Sefer Amudei Kesef, don't know who that is, Niradavka Tilbash Tamid, Aval Kedei Lahatza B'mei Nidasa B'mei Libuna Lo. That we say women should wear begadim tzavonim, that's not talking about bimei nidusa. It's not talking about bimei libuna. Bimei nidusa is not going to help. And bimei libuna during the Shiva Nikiyam, then she should wear begadim tzavonim, as we'll talk about when we get to Shiva Nikiyam, then a woman should wear levanim in order to be able to ascertain whether there's any dam still coming out as part of the tara process of Shiva Nikiyam. So the Eitz HaTova of the Ramah, or the Takana of the Rambam, the Achronim say that's not talking about Bimei Nidusa, not talking about Bimei Libuna, it's talking about Bimei Tarasa. That during the days that a woman is Tahora Levaila, she should wear Begadim Sivonim. Now, that's not to say that if she were to wear Begadim Sivonim, Bimei Libuna wouldn't help. It's to the extent that a woman would have a kesem bimei libuna, and she was wearing begadim tzivonim, then lemaisa you'd still have this din that begadim tzivonim are matzil from tzamim. So there are situations in which that might be advisable. Ramosha chelik beis simin ayin ches, chelik beis simin ayin ches. Talking about a woman the context is a woman who was unable to get clean bedikos and was having brown or yellow maros even during Gimel Yom Rishonim. So he writes that such a woman, if she finds ksamim routinely al begadeha during Shiva Nikiyam, and that would prevent the tara process, but it's not ba bar gasha, so you could pass him for such a woman to wear the gadim sivanim. It could be relevant in a situation of a woman who has maka also. Talk about after Sukkot, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get into the Sukkot of Damaka, but a situation like that, where a woman knows where the blood is coming from. So there's maybe situations in which we advise a woman, even during Shiva Nikiyam, to wear the Gadim Sivonim. Ravosnu says, even if you're going to be Mekel during Shiva Nikiyam, you shouldn't do it on day one or day seven. Just like you need minimal bedikos, then Moshe sounds like even on day one and day seven, you could be mora on a case by case basis, if appropriate, for a woman to wear begadim sivonim. Yeah.
So do you mean something like, let's say, 4 or 5 days of a week before we start Shiva Nikiyam, would there be no nafkamina?
I guess in theory you could have an afkamina if the flow stopped and she didn't do hefsek tara yet. I guess you could in theory have a kesem also, right? So it could be relevant. There could be an afkamina there, but right. So the minhag to wear tzivonim doesn't apply bimei nidusa, doesn't apply bimei libuna. It doesn't apply during that entire time that a woman is anyway to male levite. Anyways, levite.
So meaning to require her to wear not the white. That's only.
No, so that's only during Shiva Nikiyam, and we'll talk about that when we get to Shiva Nikiyam. Yeah.
Just clarify term. Bimei libuna is that a Shiva Nikiyam?
Yeah, for our purposes, that's Shiva Nikiyam. Yeah.
theory if she wore Frida Tironu and then never saw like Ram Yosef Kupa, then she would never come and eat it.
No, because obviously if a woman has a Re'iya, so then you can't, Kula Sam is where you have a Kesem. But if you have a Re'iya, Re'iya is a Re'iya. If you have a flow, so then whatever explanation it was as to how you have Argasha B'zman Hazeh, one way or another, women's going to have Argasha. So whatever that Argasha is, if there's a Re'iya, so then the woman's going to be a Asura. You can't hide behind the no coolest club in there. Okay. But this minhag of wearing the Eitz HaTovah, wearing tzivonim, so that doesn't only apply to begadim, it applies to sheets, it applies to blankets, it applies to pillows, that a woman who is tahora, who is mutaris labayla, should you not use white sheets, should not use white pillows, should not use white blankets. Rabbi Willock says you shouldn't own white sheets or white blankets. Because if you own them, then you'll probably come to use them at some point. So don't have white sheets. I will talk about the Ikar HaDin, or at least as reflecting the Shulchan Aruch of Dafka using white sheets during Shemin Nekiyim, and why there may be reasons, or that may not be necessary nowadays. We'll talk about that when we get to Shemin Nekiyim. So if you do have the minhag of where using white sheets during Shemin Nekiyim, then I guess you'd have to have white sheets. But if not, then not. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand you make washes to Maya. Don't we try to make a in general when it comes to Nida, we don't want to extend her Nida time frame. So wouldn't it be ideal that we're ready to it? She does it because she's in the camp. So she's looking to make sure that the blood that she stopped bleeding. So why would we not where they did
swim
the rest of the time, so you don't get
into chance. So we'll talk about that when we get to Shemin Nekiyim, that during Shemin Nekiyim, you do have to check to make sure that there's no more dam coming out.
But she's checking, she's doing the bedikos.
So there are other things. It's not just the bedikos. The bedikos are the most salient expression of that, but there's the whole perspective that a woman has to be aware of whether anything's coming out. So we'll talk about that when we get to Shemin Nekiyim. Okay. Pesachei Tshuva, there in Sukkot and Kaval, with quotes from Chasam Sofer, that the kula of the Gadim Tzivonim doesn't apply to a beged asamach lebesara. Lashon al Chasam Sofer there, Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Simon Kuf Samach Aleph. He says, "Mashen yirli niyastayiti binyan zeh. Hinei mitzvara chitzoni yesh lomar, the yosher yesh lahakil bekesav nimsa bebeged elyo, the Einar Nimsa Bixonis Klau, Yosri Masha Makilim the Nimsa Bixonis." He says, the Svar Chitzona is that there's more grounds to be Mako on a Kesem on an outer garment than on a Kesem on a Bega that's touching her skin. He says, where do you see that? The Argamar. Gemara, Begadim Sivonim, the Gemara says, my titnu. Gemara says, no. Well, Hutru. What's Hutru? Omer Shalas Basyanis. They should have been Gozer. Says the Chasam Sofer, Vine Pasha. The Loa Yaruuya Lesor, Ella Bigde Sivonim, Begad Elyon. That if they would have made such a takana, but Pomer Shalas Basyanis, to Aser colored clothing, it only makes sense that they would have assered the outer garments. Avalamata tafas of begadim kiksones sheinu alamal b'shazeya b'zeina ruuya lassor. Below nimnu lav kva lassor, there would have been no havamina of assering colored undergarments. Umimela lo matzinu shenimnu lahatir. So then, if there's no havamina that they would have assered it, so there's no evidence that they were matter it. The Kevin Shalom Atzinu Hateru Mifurash Yesh Lenu Lomar Lachalik Misvara Kanal Shalom Itiru Elab Bagat Shalach Chalok Amalil Bashchalik Tzavu Asamach Lugav Mamish The Tarek Samim Minalan. So the Chazon Sofer says the Svara Chitzona is that you can be Megal on Tumas Samim if it's a Bagat Tzavua. That's an outer garment because it's unlikely that that dam came Mikufa. But if it's on an undergarment, the likelihood is it came Mikufa. So what difference does it make if it's Tzavonim or not? And based on his read of the Gemara, there's no raya that they were matir undergarments. So
if you have then a white external garment,
right,
are we assuming then that blood that's on it is Mikufa?
No, yeah, it has to
be telling us the kula of tzivoni.
Right.
So if the kula is that if you're wearing external garments where there's blood on the outside of it, not migu, like what would we have thought? We would have assumed that's ketzam?
Well, yeah, an outer garment would be subject to tumas tzivoni. Correct. A white outer garment, if you have a ketzam, you also make a grace, is going to make it tzivoni. Unless you have a tliya. If it's in a place where tliya is not admissible, so then they make it to mayor. Correct. So that's the chasm sofer, that the whole kula of the garments of onim only applies to outer garments, not to undergarments. And most of the later achodim disagree. Chazan ish, simen peiches os dalid, simen peiches os dalid, tamu amod. The ilu ayachal of bidavar, if the chasm sofer is correct. Eich sasmu adavar kala poskim. That if the Chazon Sofer is correct, so how is it that the Chazon Sofer, the first person in history to say such a thing? And everyone else, all the poskim that didn't make that chiluk, are mashal the rabbin? The imbisvara in chiluk, and the Chazon Ish doesn't think that the Chazon Sofer's svara is so compelling, that if the svara, as Rashi says, is that it's not clearly recognizable as Maradam, so then that's relevant on an undergarment also. And that's where Rav Avadia points out and Shin Peites that Stimas Kolaposkim, as the Chazon Ish says, is that there's no chilik between an outer garment and an undergarment. He quotes in the Marsham, Chilik Aleph, Simen Pei Aleph, that as we just said, the redness is not nicker b'begadim tzavonim at all. That's true by an undergarment as well. Now the Shari Tara suggests the opposite. It says maybe in Rashi, you could read Rashi as not allowing for kulas ksamim if it's on an undergarment. The Rashi says again, Eina kesef nirkabo kamaridam gomer. That's what we started with. And what if you know for sure that it's maridam? And if it's on an undergarment, where else could it have come from? So he says, maybe according to Rashi, it'd have to be machmir. But that's debatable. And whether or not you say that in Rashi, the hachra of the later achronim, aside from the chasen sofer, is that this school applies to undergarments as well. Rabbi Karp suggests, maybe even the Chazon Sofer, if you read the Chazon Sofer closely, maybe the Chazon Sofer is just saying that you shouldn't recommend, as a matter of course, that women wear colored undergarments. His lashon was, Lilbosh kolot tzavua samach l'guf mamish l'tayar ksamim minala, to recommend that a woman should wear a kolot tzavua as an undergarment, Minalan to make that recommendation. But maybe the Chazon Sofer would agree that if a woman did wear colored undergarments and there was a kesem on it, you would have kulas ksamim. That's Rabbi Karp's suggestion. In the flow of the Chazon Sofer, I don't know if that's the fairest diuk, because he's really distinguishing in Sara between outer garment and undergarment. It sounds like he's saying that to the extent that there's kulas ksamim by the garment of Adam, it doesn't apply to another garment, but that's Rabbi Karp's suggestion. Maybe even the Chazon Sofer degree in principle, push comes to shove, that kulas ksamim do apply. Rav Osner does say here in the Shira Shevet Levi that even though it's true, the minhag is against the chasam sofer. But lemaisa, if you find a kesem yotzer mikigris on begadim sivonim samach lebesara on an undergarment, he thinks it's hard to be makel if you really know there's nowhere else Adam could have come from, and you know that Adam. Rav Osner thinks it's hard to be makel. Why? Just as Rav Osner thought that's hard to be makel on a kesem that's yosemi macholas shel's manenu, that he has a certain orientation that if you know where it comes from, it's hard to be makel on kulof tzama. But again, as we said a couple of times earlier, even if you find a kesem that is subject to kulof tzamim, be it Kachos Mikigris, or be it on Sivoni Yosem Mikigris, definitely on Sivoni Yosem Mikigris, it is at least advisable that a woman should be poresh for at least 24 hours to see if anything else is coming. But most folks would assume that if you have that Kesem Yosem Mikigris on Sivonim, even if it's on an undergarment, and there's nothing else going on afterwards, after you wait, so then you do have the right to rely on. I'm coolest because I'm in there. Okay. Now, what is Savua for the purposes of Begadim Sivonim? What color is considered color? So we'll see a little bit later the Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka that Rav Gevayer quotes about two details in Begadim Sivonim. But in that Tshuva, he's mitzayin a Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin. The Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka is in Simen Samach Beis. Yeah, so Rashi on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Diber Maska Below B'Pishta. Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Diber Maska Below B'Pishta. So this is in the context of what of a Bedika. Rashi writes, She'eno Lavan. That Tishtan is not white, or it's not pure white, and Dam is only Nikar Yafa on an Eid Lavan, on a white Bedika cloth. So the Mil Tzedaka says, it sounds like from this Rashi, if you put this Rashi together with our Rashi of the Gadim Sivonim being a kula for Ksama because it's not Dam Nikarbo, that any color other than white is Ein Dam Nikarbo. That only a white beged is sufficiently dam nigerba. The Nilsag is bothered. He says, if that's the case, then he's bothered by the following. In the Pumash al Aspasianus, they would have been gozer and begadim sivonim if not for the fact that we need to have this carve out so women could be masal miksat, right? But he said, he's bothered, why couldn't they go halfway? Why couldn't you say that, okay, we'll ban flamboyant colors, but women could wear black? And they should wear black to be matzel from summer. But don't you see from there he said, don't you see from there that black wouldn't help? That the only tzeva that helps is red. Maybe only red is ein dam nikerbo, kamara dam gomer, because if red on red, you can't tell if it's dam. But black, maybe dam is nicker enough on black. But then he says, you see, in our Rashi, that's not the case. Our Rashi in Yudayan that we just read says, sounds like anything other than white. They says that they couldn't have made such a takana because they wouldn't have created a situation where women would only wear black. And really, all colored garments are massively examined. But we're going to tell me, so we should have made a takana that can't wear nice colors, they can only wear black. So that wouldn't have been right to make a takana that women can only wear black. It'd be miskanos of ballet if they have to wear black all day, every day. Okay. But anyway, so the Mil Saka says, you see from this Rashi and Yitzayan that any color other than white should be massively summoned.
He doesn't go into how white is white, right?
He doesn't go into how white is white. So from that, most can assume that, or I think everyone assumes that off-white is white. So I don't know what the color of the pishtan that the Gemara is referring to there is. Pishtan, I would assume, is somewhat off-white. But all the posts can assume, we'll see where there is a machlokas, but I think everyone assumes that off-white is considered white for these purposes as well. But what about the middle? What about yellow or a light color? So the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kufyud Gimel Oz Tes. Right, ein chiluk beinim hutzavu adam oshar tzivonin says all colors count. And that's what Rav Avadya assumes, patient sadi. Rav Vosner is machmir on yellow or on a light, like a pastel color or something that's light enough that's somewhat similar to white. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv as well on page 402. Rav Yashiv is machmir that you have to look at the top, meaning a color that's light enough that it wouldn't be difficult to tell what's red on that color would have the din of white, not the din of tzivonim. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Rav Yashiv used the line that the kulas ksam and begadim tzivonim is not exeris akasa like paradum. Not that din, tzavua, whatever the tzeva is. It's a tzeva where there's a reasonable argument that it could, that the ability to properly discern what's blood would be compromised. But if it's a light enough color, then Rabbi Yashiv held that wouldn't be Masil Niksama. We got Chacham Zadim seems to make across the board. Alter Rebbe is make across the board. Rabbi Vadya is make across the board. Rabbi Willie thinks he could be make across the board. Again, not off white, but any distinct color, you have the right to rely on Kulas Summit. Okay. Now, that Milsaka is referenced briefly by Rabbi Kaveger here in his comment to Sif Yud. Take a look at Rabbi Kaveger. Imhu minumar seva al lavan. If you have a beged that has some colored sections and some white sections, a spotted or speckled garment, the kesem al seva, and the kesem is on the colored part, the yotze al kitzoseha al halavan, but it extends to the white part. Imba masha yesh al halavan yesh bo kishir hatzava mitzarfan l'kesem echa. So if you have non-contiguous white parts that are overlaid by a kesem, and the sum total on the white is yoser mikigris, even if that's not contiguous, then that'll be tame. Avalim eimbo kashir rapid starfit shalat seva tahora. But if you only have a shear gris, if you include the colored part, then she's tahora. That's point one. And then point two, v'cheinim rasa kesem lavan. If you have a kesem which is not red, ubishne kitzosav mara edom, and on the outer edges it is red, halavan mitzarfan la edom sheya kesem echad, v'myeshba adom yachad shir kesem temeya. That if on the outer edges you have a sum total non-contiguous, but a sum total of a gris of red, then the non-red part of the mara will be mitzaref the edges to a single kesem, and the woman will be tmeah. Okay, so the first part of the milsak that Rabbi Kaveger quotes is about a beged savua that's menumar with some white parts, and you have a total of a gris on the white, even though it's not contiguous. And the second part quoted here has to do with the color of the kesem itself. And you have a red on the edges of the kesem, but the red is a total non-contiguously of a shear gris. So on that second, we'll come back to the first point in a moment. Yeah.
According to Rashi, the whole point of big disabonos, I'm not sure it's that.
So right. If the point is you're not sure that it's dam, you can't tell that this is dam. So why is it mitzare? No, so the Milsaka says, and the first part of the Milsaka, that if you have, the whole thing is a kesem, and you could tell, and you have the sheer gris of the white, on the white, it's just not contiguous. So you could tell that this is all for one kesem, and you have a gris worth of clearly red dot. Even though it's not contiguous, but you can tell it's all from the same source. That's the first part of the milsak. We'll come back to that in a moment. As far as the second part, which is not a begadim sivonim nekuda, that's just a kesem istarfis nekuda. Rabbi Karp explains, the end of the Mishmaris Torah, the end of volume one, he has Chidushim al Seder Masechta. So there on page Shin Pei Aleph, he explains the question of Yashiv, and the second din of the Milsaka. This is relevant if only if you could tell that it's really from the same for the same kesef. So then if you have a subtotal of the gris of red, even if it's not contiguous, then the lavan will be mitzarifit. But if it's not clear that it's from the same source, it looks like it could be two different ksamim that are joined together with lavan in the middle, then that's not going to be tamen. This milk stock is generally accepted. Point number two, yeah. That would be tipin tipin, right? Or that would be the functional equivalent of tipin tipin. Even if it's contiguous, but it looks like there are two different summon that are joined together, and they're joined at a non-red point, and the reds are not contiguous, then that's not going to be tamei. Milsaka is talking about a case where it looks like it's all one kesef, even if it has different colors in the middle.
Second case
is you have a kesef, the sum total of kesef is yellow tamei kegris. On the edges, it's red, in the middle, it's not red.
Liquid itself.
Right. The kesef itself, not talking about the beged. The kesef itself on the extremities is red, in the middle, is he calls it white. They call it yellow, whatever, not red. So the sum total of redness is a gris, but there's no contiguous gris. So the white in the middle is mitzaref, the extremities, so that's considered to be a sheer gris of red.
But the red of itself is a
sheer gris. There's a total of a gris between the two reds, but not contiguous.
So let me see what's that in terms of just
putting them together. Putting them together, and then now you have a sheer gris, right?
I'm saying the red is that in of itself a shear gris, or only with the middle part?
The reds are a shear gris, but they're not contiguous.
This is like the opposite of the case. Okay, that was first case. Means first case was you have a shear gris, but just you need to be starting because it's not on. I mean, the middle is
made of sabonim. In the middle, it's sabonim, right.
And here, the middle is just white instead of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, so the second akuda of the milsak is generally accepted. Ravadiko said the Alter Rebbe was Mako, but most poskim are Machmir. So that the second akuda of the red of the extremities and the non-red part of the same kesef in the middle, that's Mitsurah to a Shia Gris, that's generally accepted. What about the first part of the Mil Staka? So the first part of the Mil Staka, so he's only machmir in a case where there is a shear of dam on the chelek halava, even if the lavin is not contiguous, right? But if you only get a shear together with the chelek on the tzeva, that's not going to be mitzurah. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkata and Kaf, Kos and Lekavis Das, who is more machmir than the Mil Saka, that even the Makam Atzavua is Mitzdarev Likashir. What's the Svar of Lekavis Das? I think this is what Michael was getting at before. That Lemaisa, this is all the same kesef. And Lemaisa, you can see on the part that's Lavan that this is not. So you can't hide behind the fact that you don't have a shear gris on the Lavan part because it's all the same kesef. You can see that it's not on the Lavan part. So even if there isn't a shear gris on the Lavan part, there's only a shear gris if you're mitzarev the tzavua part. But Lemaisa, it's all the same kesef. That's what the Chavis Das says to be machmir against this Me'il Staka. again, this goes back probably to the question of how much of an absolute carve out is the kula of the God and Zivonim. Neil Stocker would say, Lemaisa, you need a kesem on the chela kalavan. And it doesn't make a difference if you know where it came from. Ramosha, chela gimel, simenum gimel. Chela gimel, simenum gimel is mafmir as a baseline assumption. Mafmir like the chavistas against the Neil Stocker, unless it's the shasat chak, unless it's malachim kuruvu. But Ramosha is a minority opinion among the poskim of the last generation. Rav Avadya's Mako, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Rabbi Yashiv's Mako, Rabbi Forster's Mako, Rabbi Willow's Mako. And that seems to be the position of most of the contemporary poskim. Yeah.
So we fully accept
the Mil Saka on both Nakudas. Yeah. That's the majority opinion. Okay. Just one, couple more quick points and we'll close. Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Oth Yud. Paskins, let's say you have a woven garment where the chassis Savua and the Arev is white or vice versa. So you have white stitches and color stitches. So if you look under a microscope, it's 50-50. But the appearance is of a colored garment. So if you have a shirt that has blue and white stitches, and it looks like a blue shirt, even though if you look closely, there's as much white as blue, and that would have a din of a begat savua. That's what the Chacham Sadr writes. That's based on a Mishnah in the 11th parak of Nagai. Okay, so let's stop here. The next time, Mirza Shem will try to finish up Simon Kupsadi, or at least highlights. I added a few more Marmakomos today. So again, just go through quickly Mechabra, Mashach, and if you have time, Piske Juvas, and I sent you a few other Marmakomos. Now, when would you like to have the last shiur before Yom Kippur? We could either do Sunday regular time, or if you want to have more time to go through the Simen and have Shear Monday, we could do that. But if it's on Monday, it would have to be on Zoom. So we could do Sunday here in person, or if you want more time before Shear, we could do Monday, either the beginning or the end of Seder, but that would be on Zoom. So I'm open to whatever preferences.